It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 20th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is extirpate, spelled E-X-T-I-R-P-A-T-E. Extirpate is a verb. It means to destroy completely and is often, though not exclusively, used in reference to plant and animal populations. It can also be used to mean to pull up by the root and to cut out by surgery. Here's the word used in a sentence from fox4kc.com by Brian Duhl. Peregrine falcons were once extirpated from Missouri due to pesticide damage to eggs and habitat loss. They have been on the state's endangered species list, but are being considered for removal thanks to a cooperative program by Midwestern state and federal wildlife agencies. Reintroductions and nest boxes placed high on tall buildings in cities or power plant smokestacks have boosted their numbers. You don't have to dig too deep into the history of the word extirpate to discover that its roots are in, well, roots and stumps. Extirpate grew out of a combining of the Latin prefix ex, ex, meaning out, and the Latin noun stirps, meaning trunk or root. Among the earliest definitions of extirpate in English were to uproot and to clear of stumps, as well as the broader meaning of to destroy completely or wipe out. While today we often encounter extirpate in relation to plant and animal species that have been regrettably removed from a specific region or in total, intangibles such as evil or prejudice, for example, may also be extirpated. We hope this helps, but if you find yourself stumped the next time you encounter the word extirpate, just remember, we're rooting for you. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.